Just set the sound levels while I'm talking. I think that's a little bit better. Well, many of you will know that Jim Bowler passed away on Friday morning. And we'll talk about what's going to happen later in the service. But just as we've been worshipping, in one of the songs we sang, actually, Jim wrote, and we're going to sing it at his funeral. But some of the things that Jim instilled in me and in us are life-changing and very down-to-earth faith steps that we have to take. One of the Jimisms, as we call them, was if what you believe doesn't change the way you behave, then you don't believe it. Because if you really believe something, it will change who you are and it will change what you're doing. If you carry on doing the same things, then you don't really believe what you say you do believe. And that's a great challenge to us in our relationship with God. Because we say we believe him. We say he's a faithful God. We say we worship you. But if it doesn't change who we are and it doesn't change the way that we live, then do we really believe it? It's a real challenge. And then we sang a song about being saved. Well, what are we saved from? Well, we're saved from the power of sin and death. But we are more than just saved. We are saved to do something. I was just thinking about if you're drowning in a river and somebody saves you, it's wonderful, I'm sure. A wonderful experience to be saved from a drowning river. But you don't sit on the bank for the rest of your life going, that was wonderful. You get on. You've got to get up and you've got to move. And so Jim's heart, and very much what he instilled in me, was that our salvation is more than just salvation. It's about, do we really believe it? Do we believe that faith can move mountains? Do we believe that they can be cast into the sea? Do we believe that our God is a faithful God and he can be in every situation and break through? That's the God who we believe in this morning. And I'm going to talk a little bit about who are you serving this morning? And something about the power to change the way that we think and the way that we act. So who are you serving? And I've got a song that we're going to listen to. And I love this song. It's Bob Dylan. And he went through a period of kind of spiritual enlightenment in the 70s. And he wrote some amazing songs. And this is one of them. But because it's Bob Dylan, I've put the words up as well. Is that all right? Otherwise, we won't be able to kind of catch hold of what he's saying. It's quite a long song, so we may fade it at some point, Alex. But if you can play that for us, Kane, please.
Yeah. you're going to have to serve somebody.
It goes on, but I'm sure you've got the message there. Don't matter where we are in life, we're going to have to serve somebody. We're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil. We'll talk a little bit about that. Or it may be the Lord. But in life, we're going to serve somebody. One of the things that my dad always used to say, and my dad used to say a lot, I don't know whether your dad did, but mine did. And he used to say, people just always do what they want. And in life, you will do what you want. You will go where you want. You will behave how you want. I can't control that. That's all about you and your perception of life. It's how we live and we do the things we want. Now, you might agree with that or you might not, but it's true. If you want to be here on a Sunday morning, you'll be here. If you want to be at work tomorrow morning, you may not want to be at work tomorrow morning, but you will be there because you will do the things that you want. Actions always speak louder than words. And in our relationship with God, we have to make the daily choices. Are we going to serve Him or are we going to serve something else? And you will know, as I know, that when we begin to serve other things and we choose not to serve God, life can get a little bit messed up. I don't mean it gets hard, because life can be hard even when we serve God. But our spirit, our heart, our mind, the way that we perceive life becomes more complex, becomes more cloudy. And if we read through the whole of the Bible, we will see really it's talking about a relationship with God. And the children of Israel, throughout their history, served God and served other gods. And we can see that this is just a pattern of human behavior. That we serve God, and then you think, why, when God is blessing them, why when he's giving them victory in battles, why when he's taking them to the promised land, would they choose to serve other gods? It seems illogical. But there is something in us, as human beings, that is pressing us all the time. Who are you serving? Do you really want to serve that God who's asking you to do all these things? Or do you want to serve this God where it's maybe a little bit easier? But the children of Israel went through this cycle of choosing to serve God and then choosing to serve other gods. And at times when it gets tough, we can be fickle with our faith. We can be challenged about our faith. We can have doubts about our faith. And that's when we've got to decide who we are going to serve. This is just an amazing scripture. Exodus 14:12. Now, the thing isn't working. The software thing. It's gone down. So if you've got a Bible, you can follow me. I'll give you permission to use your phones if you want to use your phones to follow me on the scriptures. But I will check everybody's phone after the service just to make sure. So we're looking at Exodus chapter 14, verse 2. The children of Israel had just come out of Egypt. What an experience that will be to be in captivity for 400 years and we're set free. We're on our way. We are going to the promised land. And this is the response after a few days. Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. They'd only been out of Egypt days, and already they were going, I'm not sure we want to serve you. We're not sure this is really what we signed up for. This is getting hard. It said, at least we had onions and peppers. At least we had food when we were slaves. Life was a little bit tough, but we were fed. Out here in the desert, what's going to happen? Which God do we want to serve? And as we move into the New Testament, we see the same question being asked. Jesus demonstrated a relationship with his Father where he served him. He didn't come into the world to rule, which he had every right to do, but he came into the world to serve the will of his Father no matter what. And we see that in Gethsemane, don't we, where Jesus is facing the crucifixion. He knows what's coming. He said, Father, do I have to do this? But not my will. I'm going to serve your will. And so this sort of whole concept of serving is really important for us to understand. Now, I don't know about you, but do you like serving people? You do? I don't. Could you be a waitress or a waiter in a restaurant and deal with some of us that go in? Serving can be really, really difficult because people really get on your nerves. Or is that just me? It's just me. I thought it would be. People can be really difficult. And they cut across our values and they cut across, we think, how they should be behaving. And it's really hard to serve in those circumstances. And Jesus, when he was with the disciples, he was always pointing them to service. And it culminated, didn't it, when in John 13:14, he sat down with the disciples and he said, get me a bowl and get me a towel. Now that I am your Lord and teacher and have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. Oh, he's made us clean. He has washed us. He was giving a metaphor about how he's washed us with his blood. We have been made clean. Now it's your responsibility to go and serve one another. Wash one another's feet. It's a hard thing. Some people don't like feet. They don't like touching them. I don't know whether you're one of those. Some people don't like having the feet touched. And there are things in life that we don't want people to put their finger on. Why are you doing that? That's not very good, is it? Get off. Don't wash me. Don't touch me. But part of our relationship with God is that we are to wash one another's feet. We're in a relationship with each other where we are encouraged to serve one another. It's hard at times. What is serving? Well, as I've already alluded to, it can be serving other people as part of your profession. Many of us have been in that place where we've done that. I was a civil servant and I served the nation, if you like, on behalf of the government. I was a civil servant. If you work in local government, then you are a servant to the area that you are employed in. We are servants if we are working. You're actually, what do you say, he who pays the piper calls the tune. You're working for your boss, you're serving him. Don't matter whether you like him or not, whether you want to be there or not, you are serving him either willingly or unwillingly. But we do serve. It's where a responsibility is taken off ourselves and we're doing something for somebody else. And that can either be paid or unpaid. We can serve others, paid or unpaid. He says a soldier serves his country. It's called a serve. Have you been in the services? Have you served? And a soldier, or anybody in the armed forces at all, takes off the self coat and puts on the I am serving my country coat. And many of them serve and lay down their lives in their role in the forces as they serve this nation and any nation. But if we look in the Bible about service, there were kind of different levels of service in there, but very often service and slavery went hand in hand. We already talked about the children of Israel were in Egypt. They weren't servants. They weren't serving their masters. They were slaves. They had no choice in the matter here. Didn't matter how they felt when they got up in the morning, whether they were good or bad, whether they liked the Egyptians or not, they were slaves and they were going to serve. Because if they didn't, they would have got a beating. They were slaves. They had no control over what was happening in their own destiny. And sometimes in life, we can be in that place where we are serving something that has got control over us. And this is the great thing about God. He sent Jesus, who breaks the power of those things in our lives and sets us free. But we've got to choose to serve him. The Bible uses another picture of this in Romans 6, verse 20. Paul writing, when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. In other words, before we were saved, if you like, before Jesus came into our lives, we were slaves to the power of sin. There was no righteousness, and there was no God element in our lives, and we had no power over it. We were slaves to sin. We had no choice. I suppose the song that we've just kind of listened to some of it, and it is quite a powerful song, says no matter where you are in life, you've got to serve somebody. You've got to serve either the devil or you've got to serve the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. And I suppose the message of the cross is that Jesus came to save us. And we've got to choose whether we're going to serve him or not. And that is the mission of church, that we demonstrate this gospel, this good news in the way that we live, so that we can take this message wherever we go and people have the choice whether they're going to serve God or they're going to serve the devil. And people serve the devil unknowingly, unwittingly. They're very often unaware of the power that's working in their lives. But we're here to bring light. That's our job. We bring light and salt wherever we go. But I suppose even as believers, as well as people who don't believe, we can serve self. That's always number one. Do it for yourself. And that is counter gospel, that. Serving yourself. But we're born with an instinct, aren't we, of self-interest. That's why we will always do what we want, just like my dad said. We are born with this kind of inbuilt instinct to serve ourselves. And as we watch any child grow up, whether it be somebody else's or your own, you will understand that where's that come from? All they're interested in is themselves. And it's a real challenge as they grow up to teach how to share and how to consider other people in our lives. And it is a lifelong challenge. I think my battery's going. Just pause that for a minute, Kane. We naturally serve ourselves, and one of the great things about the gospel is he changes our hearts. He changes us. And as God sweeps into our lives, he just begins to open up a new way of thinking, a new way of behaving. And serving is actually one of the first indicators that somebody is born again. We begin to put ourselves down. We begin to serve God. We begin to put him first. And in putting him first, we begin to understand what service is as the Holy Spirit just breaks into our heart. But even as believers, we can drop back into our human thinking, if you like, our human instincts, and think it's about me. So we'll come along to a service like this and we go, I don't like them songs. I wouldn't have chosen them. They were rubbish. I'm not saying, where is he? They weren't rubbish. Just use it as an example. But we can come out of that. What Mark was talking about, I don't agree with that. It was rubbish. And we can serve ourselves, we can serve our own attitudes, we can serve our own thoughts, And we can serve our own theology as well, but the great thing about God is that when we begin to listen to him, he begins to challenge us on those things, but we have still got to choose who we're going to serve. Are we going to serve God, our Father, who we've worshipped this morning and thanked him for all that he's done, or am I going to serve myself? And in those times, it can be a real challenge for us to make the choice. So we can serve self. The children of Israel were always, it always says they served other gods. Baal, they were always sort of waving in and out of this relationship with the living God. And they would drift into serving another god. And then they would be challenged by one of the prophets of God and they would turn back to him. But they served other gods. And I suppose the challenge for us is examining our hearts and going, am I serving another god? Am I serving something that isn't the God who we worship, who's a living God and who wants to transform us? See, there's things that we serve knowingly, and I think there are things that we serve unknowingly. And this can apply to any area of life, and it's very personal to each of us. Can we just shut that door? Thank you. Yeah. So we can become a slave to all kinds of things that drive our lives, either consciously or unconsciously, willingly or unwillingly. Because if we haven't got God in our lives, we've got no power to overcome those things. If we are not serving God, then those things tend to creep in to our lives. And there's all kinds of things that we can serve, and the list is inexhaustible. And sometimes we think in the way we don't serve other gods. Not like they do in the East. They serve all kinds of gods over there, don't they? But we don't, do we? But a god is something that actually becomes the center of your attention. It becomes what you focus your life on. It becomes the thing that drives you. The thing that you make decisions around can become your god. It talks in the Bible a lot about money and finances. That is a massive drive in our in our thinking in the West. Money is huge. It drives everything. It drives politics, it drives businesses, it drives individuals. It's a very, very powerful thing, money. Consumerism. The drive to always want more, to always want the latest, whatever it is. Never be satisfied with what we've got, but always be wanting the next, something more, the better model, if you like. And we're kind of subconsciously unwilling, we are tied into this because it's part of our culture in the West. When your phone contract comes to an end, do you get a new phone? Do you need to? We kind of just do it because it's consumerism. It's serving another god. It's driving us, even though sometimes we don't know about it. Success can be something that drives us, a career, addiction, we're aware of that. That drives us willingly and unwillingly. We are overwhelmed and we can be addicted to all kinds of things. We can serve ourselves, fashion, trends, social media, sport, the list just goes on and on and on. And if it's driving you, if it's captivating your thought and your imagination, and it's influencing the decisions that you make about life, then it's another god. You have no control over it. It is controlling you. See, we were created originally to have this relationship with God where he gave us everything that we need. And in the Freedom in Christ course that we've done sort of periodically, it talks about significance, security, and acceptance. Those are the three major drives in our lives. And those are the things we're seeking to satisfy. And we do that by serving other gods. All those things are met in Christ, who has overcome all that needs to be overcome and set us free from everything we need to be set free from, and has given us an open door to have a relationship with God, that brings us significant security and acceptance. But as believers, it is a constant challenge. It's something that we've got to be aware of and maybe assess the things that we do and how we do them, because we want to see God bless this place. We want to see God just break into our community. We want to see people set free from the things that we're talking about this morning, how to serve the one true and living God and allow him into their lives. It says in Matthew 6:24, it says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." But you can't serve God and anything. You can't do that. I don't know how good a decision maker you are. It seems that the more we develop as a Western culture, the harder it is to make a decision because there are so many choices. At one time, you used to have paint in it. It was either white or whatever. Two choices. What do you want? Life was easy. But now we've just painted a room grey at home, and there's about 73 different shades of grey. It just makes decision-making really, really difficult. But when we are like that with God, it just leaves us in this state of confusion. Do I serve God? Don't I serve God? What do I do? I don't know. But the Bible's saying you can't live like that. If you're going to live like that, you're going to be in a state of confusion about your relationship with God. It's not going to bring clarity and power. But thank God that when we choose him, he brings power into our lives that actually begins to transform circumstances and situations, and it helps us to begin to see life in a different way. See, our perception of service is that it is something that is unpleasant. It's something where you have to do the things that you don't want to do. And it can be like that at times. But when you love somebody with everything, you're willing to serve no matter what. He says in Matthew 22:37, this is a scripture that we use regularly, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." When we begin to put our relationship with God where we recognize that he is God and it's not me, then he breaks into our heart and we can begin to serve one another much more willingly and without the angst that sometimes we feel. So we've got to serve one another. And I don't know where you are in your sort of faith walk, but I just want to read a couple of scriptures from the Old Testament and possibly leave that with you, because this is your decision. You've got to decide who you're going to serve. And in Joshua 24:15, this is both of these scriptures are well-known scriptures to anybody that's been coming to church for a while. If you haven't, these are really powerful statements. So we've got Joshua, who's standing before the Lord and before the nation of Israel. And the children of Israel were going through a tough time. And Joshua was saying this: "If serving the Lord seems undesirable for you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors serve beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." A clear and direct challenge. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the gods of Egypt? Are you going to serve the gods in the country that we're living in now, the land that we're, or are you going to serve the living God who has given us everything we need. Make your mind up. In 1 Kings 18:21, this is Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And I love this story. I love the story. I'm not going to go through all of it, but there was a... Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a sacrifice off. And he said, well, you pray to your God and let's see if he brings down fire and accepts the offering that you've got. And there was 450 of them. And I'll do it on my own with my God. Let's get on with it. So he called down fire from heaven and the sacrifice was accepted by God. And it says this, Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. But don't waver between the two. Make your mind. Huey Green, it's make your mind up time. You remember that? Opportunity next. Make your mind up time. And sometimes we need the challenge from the word to help us just make our mind up. I don't know what you're facing in life. I don't know what gods you are serving or whether you're serving God absolutely. God calls for all of our heart, not a part of it. And I think part of the journey is as we journey with God, he kind of reveals things to us and we go, yeah, okay. I recognize that in my life. I'm going to serve you. I'll put that to one side. And I think the moment we do that, the Holy Spirit just empowers us to overcome some of the things that are going on in our heart. I think some of the challenges that we get are very often about things we enjoy, but they don't do us any good. In fact, they can do us harm. Those choices are a little bit more difficult because there's a bit of self-will comes in to that. Well, I really like it. Do I really have to give that up? Can't I just carry on as I am? And God goes, no. Because that is bringing some destruction. It's bringing some doubt into your life. I want you to lay it down. Then we have to make the choice. Who am I going to serve? And I love this scripture in Daniel. It's obviously about Daniel and his faith life and his determination that he was going to serve God. He was going to serve his God. He was going to serve the living God. And nobody was going to move him from that place. And if you know the story, him and his two mates were thrown into the fiery furnace and they survived. They were prepared to put down their life because they would not waver from serving the living God. And this is what the king said, because the king commanded that they be put into this thing because they wouldn't bow down to him. And this is what he said. The king is called Nebuchadnezzar. And he said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. As we follow the history of Christianity, many men and women have laid down their lives because they wouldn't serve other gods. We're not even in that place at the moment. He doesn't cost us our lives to serve the living God. It can cause us a bit of discomfort and a bit of pain, but sometimes we've got to take a long-term view of our relationship with God, because it's not just about the now, it's about the eternity as well. And some of the pain that we feel with serving God actually brings us glory in heaven. Some of the hard things that we have to face are about us growing and deciding that we're going to serve the living God. Choose this day who you will serve, because you're going to serve somebody.